Great Country Q94. It's Lori Wilde here at County Line Country Fest. It's warm, but it's not terrible out here. But my day just got a lot better because I have the beautiful ladies of Runaway June with me. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
So good. We're excited to be here.
Are you guys excited to be like festivaling again?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. We've been having a really fun summer. It's been a blast.
Where have you been? I know you were just saying off air that you were out west. Where have you guys been? Everywhere?
Everywhere. Yeah. Last week we started in Michigan and then we ended up in Washington State with Morgan Wallen, which was so fun. He's just on fire right now.
The so crowd cool. for Morgan Wallen
oh my gosh.
Is like crazy.
Insanity.
Like, they're insanity.
It was unreal.
Yeah. And he's unreal.
Yeah. The
we
show
all
was
loved
incredible.
Watching him. Yeah.
Did you get to hang out with him?
Yeah.
Is he as cool as he seems? Because he's one artist that, like, COVID, like, he was on the rise and then COVID kind of, like, got in there. So I haven't gotten to meet him.
He's so cool. He's so normal and down to earth. And he's so nice. Like, him and Ernest came and watched pretty much our whole set, which was so sweet of them. I'm like, gosh, they're just,
yeah,
such they're a great
sweetheart.
Guys.
Yeah.
He seems like he would be an amazing guy.
Yeah, he is.
Like, and I, you know, sometimes you can put on that persona, like, you know, but he seems.
No,
genuine.
He's absolutely a gentleman.
Yeah.
Like, very
and he's a good
sweet
daddy.
And kind.
Aww.
He loves this little boy.
Oh, now see, all the girls listening are like, oh,
yep, they're like, oh, yeah. We're in love with
we'll
him.
Let all the boys swoon right now. We're talking to Runaway June here at County Line Country Fest as you guys get ready to take the stage. Obviously, that little pesky COVID kind of kept you off the stage for a little bit. How great has it felt to be back?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy. I think all of us feel the same way and the audience feels the same way. Like, it's just good to be back out and get to listen to music and play music. And I think it's healing for a lot of people.
I said I would never take for granted a $12 concert beer ever again.
Absolutely.
That's a really
like,
good perspective.
Even, you know, this festival hasn't been here for 5 years now. I will take
wow.
sitting in this hot tent. Because I missed it so much.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Like, I am so glad to be back.
I do feel like the energy has been even extra. Like, live shows are always, I mean, they're my favorite. But there's been something that's just been extra energy from both sides, from the crowd, from yeah. us. Like, because we know that we don't want to take it for granted anymore. Like, thank goodness we're back and can do it.
Never lock me in my house again.
Seriously.
I will right? say one good thing came from it. I've never been able to have a relationship because I've been on the road the whole time. So I feel like a lot of people actually got to know their spouses better and
yeah,
for the better
married,
or for the worse. Yeah, I had
yeah.
a baby, but you
well,
know.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Of
but if you're, I feel like if you survived COVID and you're married, then you're all, you know, you can survive anything.
I will agree
That's
with
some
that.
That was the
COVID.
True test.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you get locked down with someone?
Exactly. You really find things out.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about colors you guys are going to be playing here in a little bit, but I've said this before to different people, but Wild West is one of my favorite country
Aww.
Songs of all time.
Aww.
I love the way that it's written. I love how it flows. Is there a song that you guys have that you're like, you know what? This is our favorite. We love it. We're going to play it no matter if we have a 15-minute set or if we have a 15-hour set. We're always going to play this song.
I think we all have different answers for that one. For sure. One of my favorite songs is one we just wrote. Or, well, one Jen actually just wrote, but we recorded. And it's called Nothing Like You, and it's such a special and beautiful song. That's my favorite. And then Wild West is also one of my favorite yes. Runaway June songs. I'm like, yes, I love that song. So always playing those two for me is like, ugh. I love it.
I get really excited when the crowd is losing their minds. And so I always get really excited to play Buy My Own Drinks because they all know it.
Yeah.
But they know Wild West, too. That Wild West is one that it. I feel like everybody in the crowd is
I
always singing
it
along.
I played it on Q94 because I well, love things.
Well, so we'll be good today. They'll be singing
yeah,
along with us.
I love it.
Do you know that's how Luke Bryan, we were on tour with him last year, and he found out about Runaway June through Wild West, and he was like, that was my favorite song of the year.
Oh,
and so I feel like that song was
so
like
cool.
a big reason why we got on that tour.
That's so
you know,
cool.
I talked to Tracy Lawrence, talking with Gary Allen, and I feel like every artist has some song that they're like, this is our favorite, but for whatever reason, the timing, the yeah. vibe of the country at the time. It just it either didn't do well on radio, but like live shows, people love it. Or flip side, it did really well on radio, and then live show, it's like, that's kind of a dud song live.
Yeah.
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 So I feel like every artist has that one. Maybe Wild West is the one for you. If I would have been in charge, it would have been like a multi-week number one.
Thank you for playing it.
Thank you so much. This is why we love you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We're talking with Runaway June as they get ready for County Line Country Fest. They'll be playing at 4:30 today, so there is plenty of time for you to get out here and catch Runaway June. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll let you get back to your pre-show rituals and get everything straight. But I'm Lori Wilde. I'll be broadcasting live out here for Q94.